Yeah, you would think that they would kind of back off a little bit because there have been so many injuries and deaths just to, you know, maintain plausible deniability. But no, they're going full speed ahead. And let me show you how. It blows my mind. They're not only pursuing more and different subtypes, supposedly, of the mRNA material, Owen, but they're developing not only maybe hundreds of new, what they call vaccines, which we know they never were, but also therapeutics. They're going to try to tell you now that we've got, you know, we've got treatment for cancer and Lyme disease and all kinds of other chronic illnesses, right? This is a lie.
All right, our next big topic here for Dr. Jane Ruby is the mRNA. And I think people need to get a better understanding of what this is all about. It wasn't just about the COVID-19 vaccines. That was just kind of the first real-world test that they did on the public. If you took an mRNA injection, if you took a COVID-19 vaccine, you were just a test subject, folks. You were essentially a lab rat for big pharmaceutical companies. And they had their whole thing tied tightly with the emergency use authorization, the fear-mongering in the media, all of it. They did it. They treated you like a lab rat. When really, they were just testing this mRNA technology. It wasn't just about these COVID-19 vaccines. What are we learning about the mRNA technology? Or more importantly, what are we learning about how they used this COVID-19 scamdemic on us to test the technology on us?
Yeah, you would think that they would kind of back off a little bit because there have been so many injuries and deaths just to, you know, maintain plausible deniability. But no, they're going full speed ahead. And let me show you how. It blows my mind. They're not only pursuing more and different subtypes, supposedly, of the mRNA material, Owen, but they're developing not only maybe hundreds of new, what they call vaccines, which we know they never were, but also therapeutics. They're going to try to tell you now that we've got, you know, we've got treatment for cancer and Lyme disease and all kinds of other chronic illnesses, right? This is a lie. Looking at the Moderna pipeline alone, you can count in one section over 50 new mRNAs. You'll see mRNA and then a four-digit number, right? And then it'll have across the line description of, you know, what it's intended for and what phase of the study it's in. Because when there are real trials, which I don't believe these are, they take them through phase one through phase three. These are, you start out, each phase has to inform the next. None of that was done for the COVID shots. None of it's being done now. It's incredible. And let me point out one other thing. The founders of BioNTech, this German couple, this is Uğur Şahin and Özlem Türeci. It's a husband-wife group. They made billions, right, for BioNTech. They founded BioNTech, the partner of Pfizer. They have come out and said they have developed an mRNA treatment for cancer, kind of like a vaccine, kind of like a treatment. It doesn't make any medical or scientific sense, but they're setting up their mRNA production manufacturing plants in Australia and Africa. This is all in the news, in the mainstream news. It's almost like, oh, and we're all living in two parallel universes, where on our side, people are dying, they're injured, they're permanently disabled, they can't work anymore from taking these shots, and they all know it, and VAERS is exploding. And then the other part of the universe is, oh, it's these people like this founder couple from BioNTech that's essentially just going full speed ahead, creating more plants, manufacturing plants to produce multiple types of mRNA so they can be trillionaires, I guess. It's absolutely insane. The other hoax is this newly, I call it the agency formerly known as the FDA, this newly FDA-approved vaccine for an obscure infection called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. They claim what this is, Owen, is it's really an imitation type production of Novavax. In other words, you don't get the mRNA yourself. They put it into an animal or some other synthetic cell situation. They make that entity produce billions of spike proteins. Then they extract them and inject you with them. And that's essentially what this Arexv is. But here's the interesting thing. Arexv is made by GSK. GSK is one of the main sponsors of the, watch this, National Foundation of Infectious Disease. Sounds official, right? But it's really a pharmaceutical company run and paid for organization pretending to be a government organization of goodwill, warning us in October that there was going to be this incredible RSV pandemic coming during the winter that never happened. And by the way, the RSV infection is diagnosed with the, take a guess, the PCR test.
And it was caused,
PCR test.
Many of it was caused by the actual COVID protocols.
Exactly, exactly. And the symptoms are identical to the common cold. Come on. Oh, and they're using that as a smokescreen to scare people into taking yet another shot. So the new mRNAs are going to come to you in different forms. You're going to say, I'm never having another COVID-19 shot again. But you're going to get the material and the poison in many other ways if you're not careful.
Even in the food supply. And, you know, we tend to, I tend to do this too. I try to have a better perspective on things, but we can't help to kind of view everything through a political lens, right? Because we understand how politics get weaponized against us. We understand how politics is operating from the elite down. We want to reverse that. And so we tend to kind of forget a lot of times that, you know, sometimes money is just the motive here. And I look back to, I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes. Guys, I hope I'm not butchering this. I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes, who did like the fake cancer screening thing. Yeah. And made a bunch of money, was on the cover of all these magazines. She was the next big health change and trend. Well, it was all a fraud. Her stuff didn't work. And I feel like there's an element of this as well. And people tend to discount that. Oh, no, it's part of the depopulization. It's part of the globalist, part of the New World Order. Well, maybe, but also, let's not forget, some people are just motivated by money. Some people just want to make a bunch of money, make millions, make billions, whatever, and they'll run this whole fraud on their own, and it might not have anything to do with politics. So where do you really see this mRNA technology going? Do you think this really is a political weaponization against the public in the health sector, or do you think the people trying to get this to the market are just trying to get rich fast?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think it's actually a combination of all of that. I think that the pharmaceutical companies are now part of the DOD. It's part of our wayward government that we really don't have anymore. And our constitution is in suspension. But I believe that it's a combination. So they're allowing the greed and unfettered free-for-all propensity of these pharmaceutical companies. There's no oversight anymore. So they can essentially do anything they want, and they know it, for money. So they're letting that natural thing play out. And whatever the top of the food chain is, whether it's the DOD itself or the World Health Organization, which, by the way, is not a health organization, it's the military wing of the UN. If they're they're just allowing that greed to play out while their overarching agenda of depopulation, potential future enslavement, coercing people into the limited areas with limited options so that they do become slaves inadvertently. I think it's all part of helping that to play out. The greed is a great tool for the cabal to use. Come on, right? And these pharmaceutical companies are running, it's like a fast bullet train. You can't stop it. There's no oversight. I mean, even Pfizer admitted in their motion to dismiss in the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case, hey, we weren't making a pharmaceutical product. We were making a military prototype. So we didn't need to do all that safety stuff. Oh, but you went through the dog and pony show and you pretended like you went through the phases of safety and efficacy in the trials, really weren't trials. So it's a combination, I think, is my answer to that.
Well, and I tend to notice too, and I'm not a Luddite. I'm not. And I actually embrace technology and innovation that makes our lives easier. But there's this understanding that, sure, I see from a lot of people, and they just say, oh, well, this is just good. We're just innovating. We're making better stuff. Stuff's going to be, well, hey, sometimes new inventions are not better. And sometimes new inventions actually end up harming a lot of people. And so I just feel like you're saying the lack of oversight here, the lack of concern, we should be a lot more critical of these new emerging health technologies. We should be way more critical of them before they get to the market and end up killing people.
Absolutely right. This is not, you know, this is not your mother's, you know, crossbred, you know, watermelon with no seeds, okay? This is full-on gene editing. And it's not just to depopulate, Owen, it's to literally change the composition of human beings. And that's the scariest part of all.
Well, speaking of fruit, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. We'll talk about that on the other side with Dr. Jane Ruby.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.